AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. So far, so good as four space travelers on their way to orbit after a picture-perfect overnight launch.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. The bright flame and deafening roar of the Falcon 9 rocket pushed the Dragon Endeavor and its crew into space. The launch director welcoming them to orbit.
Also, a friendly reminder to put your sushi orders in for CRS-27.
That's the next cargo resupply mission for the space station.
Have a safe ride to the space station, and we look forward to seeing you when you get home. Thank you for flying SpaceX.
First-time flyer Warren Woody Hoberg.
That was one heck of a ride. Thank you.
Docking is set for early Friday. The crew will live on the station until September. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Even as the last storm system that battered Southern California heads east and threatens the South, forecasters now predict more to come in California.
Residents are digging out any way they can, others hoping to get out if they can. Many who tried didn't get far. All this snow piled on roofs and other structures is also a hazard. An 80-year-old woman in a nearby community died after her porch collapsed.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. Security worked just as it was supposed to at a Pennsylvania airport.
In Mark Muffley's suitcase, feds say explosives. It happened Monday as the 40-year-old was flying from Lehigh Valley International in Pennsylvania to Orlando, Florida on Allegiant Air. TSA alarms went off, and police say Muffley never showed up to security when he was paged on the airport's intercom. Court documents say in his bag, a circular compound that was hidden in the lining of the baggage containing a granular type of powder concealed within wax paper and plastic wrap. The luggage also allegedly had a can of butane, a lighter, a pipe with white powder residue, and a wireless drill. Matt Piper, CBS News.
At that high-profile South Carolina wife and son murder trial of the attorney Alec Murdaugh, there are final arguments, correspondent Nikki Batiste is covering.
The defense will begin its closing argument, then the prosecution will have an opportunity for a rebuttal before the jury begins its deliberations. If convicted, Alec Murdaugh faces 30 years to life in prison. He has pleaded not guilty.
On the Health Watch, the American Cancer Society reports more advanced colorectal cancer being detected among younger people.
It's not clear why we're seeing a rise in colorectal cancer in people under age 55, but it's the reason why the age of colorectal cancer screening for people at average risk has been lowered to age 45.
Correspondent Dr. John LaPook. Back to weather, pretty unusual in the nation's capital. A week ago, it was above 80 degrees, so not only are people confused, but so are the cherry blossoms, now expected to bloom early. This is CBS News. Searchers have.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy. so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 20 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. Cloudy skies expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 38. 41 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Wednesday. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment to begin our Middays with Mark today. If you want to get in the queue to speak with him, ask him a question, share your thoughts with him, the number is 202-808-9925. Also, in the second hour of the program, we're going to kick it off with my op-ed today in praise of inefficiency. Should we serve the economy, or is the economy here to serve us? Also, the wealthy with cushy desk jobs now want you to work until you're 70. Weirdly, Senator Angus King is leading this charge. And also in Georgia, the Georgia Republican Party has a plan to allow a white affluent Atlanta neighborhood to secede from Atlanta. The beginning of a trend. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour of the program, Gabriela Sandoval, Ph.D., is going to be with us. The head of a new group called the Excessive Wealth Disorder. Let me get the exact name right. Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute, excessivewealth.org is the website. It's fascinating. We will be talking with her. Also, there's just one way to get to one-party rule, just cancel the Democratic Party. Yep, they're trying to do that in Florida. And a shocking new bill proposed in Texas would force internet providers to block access to any website that carries information about abortion medication or tells women how to get an abortion. This is truly breathtaking. But kicking off our program today and for the entire first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us, the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, now a member in good standing, of course. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees. His website is pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, spelled just like it sounds. Congressman, welcome back. How's everything with you, and what's going on in Congress right now?
Hey, Tom. It's good to be back. Just lots, you know. I think, you know, we were off in the House for a couple weeks, and we just got back this week. We have our Democratic Issues Conference this afternoon through Friday in Baltimore, so the week was a little bit truncated, which made it extra busy. But, you know, while we were gone, you had Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a divorce of red and blue states. You've had more Republican members talk about raising the age to retire, as you just talked about with Angus King and mostly Republicans. And, you know, a lot of other things happening that just show that this is still a pretty dangerous Congress in many ways for the American people.
I'm baffled by Green's comments. I mean, why would anybody call for another bloody civil war? We had more people die in the Civil War per capita than any war in our history. Civil wars are typically more violent and more bloody than country-to-country wars. Why would any rational member of Congress call for a new civil war?
Well, she claims she doesn't want a civil war. She wants a divorce. And don't forget, Marjorie is pretty good at divorce. So, you know, that may be the language she's using, but clearly what you're saying is what that would be, right? You'd be separating our country into two different countries, essentially. Yeah. But she doesn't even understand how that would work with the federal infrastructure or anything else. And, of course, a lot of those red states are not the most economic performing states in the country. It's just a bunch of honestly stupid rhetoric. But, you know, that's the problem with her. I mean, if you've watched any of the hearings she's been in this week alone, it makes my head hurt to hear her talk because it's so embarrassing and so not representative of what we're supposed to be doing in Congress. But, you know, you see some of the same rhetoric from Lauren Boebert and a whole lot of other people, and it's and people that you don't see on cameras every day, right? I mean, some of those folks gravitate to cameras, but this is not, you know, like a few people in the Republican Party. This is a rather large segment of the Republican Party, including in Congress, that have these just bizarre, extreme views.
These fever dreams. Mehdi Hasan over the weekend on his program on MSNBC pointed out that the country where his parents are from, India, went through this. And I think it happened when I was either a very young child or before my childhood, because I don't have a specific recollection of it, although I did recognize it historically, that, you know, the British Empire split up Pakistan and India from each other, and there was a mass migration that they forced and that led to the death of millions of people, where all the Hindus were moved into India out of the area that's now called Pakistan, and all the Muslims that they could identify in what's now India were moved into Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was extraordinarily brutal and difficult.
If Kevin McCarthy was actually a leader, not a leader in name only, you know, he should be condemning her remarks. He should be somehow sanctioning her from saying this. Instead, she's just doubling and tripling and quadrupling down. I don't know if you saw her really bizarre tweet this week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday night. You know, at 10:38, she tweeted how someone, a screaming insane woman, yelled at her. And we're just like, have you looked in a mirror?
Yeah.
You know, the one yelling liar at the State of the Union. You're the one chasing David Hogg when he was 17 and videoing him and yelling at him down the street. It's just, this place has gotten more and more bizarre, Tom.
That's a lot of projection. I'm, you know, finally, and then we'll get to our callers. I'm wondering, what your thoughts are on the decision by Kevin McCarthy to hand all this video over to Tucker Carlson. I noticed that some of your Republican colleagues are starting to express some concern about, you know, Fox News being able to reveal to the world, or Tucker Carlson being able to reveal to his white supremacist, not neo-Nazi buddies, exactly where all the security cameras are in the Capitol building, exactly where all the little, you know, bolt holes are, the places where people can hide out, where the speaker and the vice president, you know, go to be safe. What's going on with this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against the idea of just sharing more footage, although what you just pointed out is the footage, you can't share everything, right? We'd be showing too much about some of the cameras are and where some of the certain areas are that you don't want maybe public access. But you got to share it with all the media. You can't just share it with a Fox entertainer, you know, Tucker Carlson. And that's the problem. I think that, you know, there's going to be a little more discussion on this. I did see something last night. It looked like there might be some consternation within the Republican Party on this. And again, I'm fine with actually opening up more of the footage. You got to be specific about what that footage is, and it should be to all the media, not just one entertainer.
Yeah, I've been particularly interested in the footage for the 3 or 4 days before January 6th, to see if it's true that some of these Republican members of Congress were leading tours of people who were intending to, you know, try to murder the vice president of the United States a few days later. We'll see. Anyhow, let's pick up calls from our listeners here. David in North Miami Beach, Florida, you are on the air with Representative Mark Pocan.
Hey, y'all, and greetings, Congressman. Yes, how do we reform our police system so the next time a white woman with dementia leaves a megastore, but nothing gets stolen, that these cases don't happen where she gets manhandled and we have three cops arrested who have to quit their job? Are we going to have to create a psy corps, people looking out for clearly troubled people who are going to be, you know, clearly in danger from our own police, never mind the larger populace? because clearly the average policeman isn't ready to deal with the dementia.
Right. Well, I mean, a couple things. One, I mean, congressionally, we got a lot done last session. Policing, we got done out of the House, but I think we couldn't get it exactly through the Senate. There's some bills that I think still would help on that front. Two, I've said we should have some uniform training standards for police across the country. Right now, we don't. We have nothing like that, and that would make some sense. But really, specifically to your point, I mean, there are people who handle mental health better than perhaps the police, and I think the police in many cases would agree with that. And perhaps we should be, you know, looking a little bit differently about who we send out depending what the situation is. But a lot should be done that right now with Republicans in the House will not happen.
You know, we have national standards for roads, for highways, for public transit, you know, and you know, they're not imposed by the federal government. They're it's not a stick, it's a, by and large, it's a carrot. If you want federal highway funds, you must build your roads to these standards. The federal government provides a hell of a lot of support to police departments all across the country, even small town police departments. Why not have national federal standards for policing, for hiring and training?
Yeah, that's a bill I introduced last session, Tom, just that. Because to me, it makes the most sense, right? Just have at least a basic level so you, wherever you are in the country, you know what to expect should you have an encounter with law enforcement, but also law enforcement then has a consistent standard in dealing with the public. It just, to me, makes maybe a little too much common sense, which is why it didn't move through yet, but it's exactly, I think, what would be a good...
Yeah, are you opposed in this bill by the so-called law and order Republicans?
No, I think what happened is we already had our police legislation moving when we put that out there, so it's not like other things came up. But, you know, Republicans in general, all they care about is police funding and not any of the other particulars. The particulars are important.
They're not big fans of accountability. I totally get it. Okay, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program, taking your questions. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan in just a moment. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. Here's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. You can thank Donald Trump for that. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra. CAPTERRA.com. CAPTERRA.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com.
Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard our new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention, delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. I'm salivating thinking of it. It's cruising is such a great way to vacation. You know, it just really and truly is. You only unpack once, and you visit all these cool places. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your own private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and great food that cruises are famous for. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. And James in Lakewood, Washington, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Was that James in Lakewood, Washington?
That's you, James. You're on the air.
All right. You cut out there for a second. Hey, you might want to have a pen handy, possibly. I received what seems to be a balloon in, seemingly a balloon in the mail the other day, yesterday. And I looked it up on the web, on the Google machine. And it is, if you've got a pen handy, write this down. It's all caps, S-U-Z-H-I-C-H-O-U. Just that, all caps.
That's the name of a town in China.
I looked that up. Is that what that is?
I think so. But James, what's your question for Congressman Pocan?
I want to know why these things are being sent. It's an exploratory. What they're doing is checking out all of our personal information.
Okay. James, thank you. Congressman?
I have no idea, James. I wish I could give you a better answer.
You know, there was an epidemic about, I guess it was maybe the year before the pandemic, of people getting seeds in the mail. I did. Louise and I got some seeds in the mail from China, literally from China. And it turned out it had something to do with some companies that were doing, that were trying to do direct sales to American consumers and building lists, or I don't know what it was, but it was weird.
Yeah. No idea. I haven't heard about the balloons being sent out.
Interesting. Ray, in Minneapolis, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. We are hanging by a thread. And my question is, how difficult would it be to put three more judges on our lousy Supreme Court and at least grant statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico or Haiti or Dominican Republic? Because if we don't get something done, our democracy is in real trouble.
Yeah, right. So, first of all, you could do that with D.C. and Puerto Rico, and I think those conversations have been happening, not with the Republicans in charge of the House, for sure, but we could be looking at those two to happen, not maybe the other countries to happen. And, I just think you're right on many of those fronts. I mean, the Supreme Court, I've signed onto a bill that would do just what you're recommending. Not going to happen with Republicans in charge of the House. And it might be tough even with the Senate because of how tight the margins are. This is all the more reason why, Tom, I'll tell you, a big part of what I look at is this Congress is so dysfunctional that other than maybe the budget bill we have to get done, and even that's going to be a big question, you know, how much actually can get done in this Congress with the Republicans in charge? A lot has to be looking, honestly, at November of 24 when we have the opportunity to maybe change the faces in Congress so we can get things done again. That last session was so unbelievably productive for the biggest bills since I've been in Congress, all done in one session. And now, you know, we're still watching the Republicans and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you know, leading the party around by its nose. I don't expect a lot from this Congress.
Yeah, amen. Steve in Bridgeport, Vermont. We just have a minute, Steve. You got a quick one for Congressman Pocan?
Yes, I do. Mr. Pocan, I have one quick question, and it's why isn't the 14th Amendment, which says that a person cannot call for secession or civil war, then participate in the Congress? How come no one is called to have Marjorie Taylor Greene removed when she called for a national divorce, which is the succession?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of semantics. I'm with you, Steve. I think what she's calling for is borderline treasonous, right? I mean, you can't. When's the last time we had a member of Congress that wasn't when Lincoln was president, you know, trying to divide the nation? I mean, that's why I think at minimum Kevin McCarthy should be calling her out and doing something about his members saying outrageous things just to raise money. But, I think she was a little bit careful in her language.
Yeah. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be back with more of your calls for him in just a moment. You can find his website at Pocan, pocan.house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Representative Mark Pocan back with you on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that...
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-4 21-0390.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 20 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. Cloudy skies expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 38. 41 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
We're on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Congressman Mark Pocan is on the line with us for the hour, middays with Mark, taking your calls. And Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, thanks a lot, guys, for doing this. I really appreciate it. My question is, why don't we reframe the free college argument by saying we want to make education a part of being an American citizen? That way we take the nothing is free, I don't want to have to pay for someone else's education argument out of the picture.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. I mean, we do need to be as smart as they are on words. I'll be honest, I think they do sometimes a better job in getting, you know, the repetition of just a few words down. We're a little bit larger, I think, of a coalition that make up the Democratic Party. And sometimes we can have a lot of messages out there and that doesn't work to our advantage. But, you know, what you just said is exactly right. And, I know this week we made a big push to talk about it again. But some of the rhetoric from the Republicans is pretty extraordinary on this.
Phil in Aurora, South Dakota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, has it ever been brought up to make Social Security part of our inheritance so we can hand it down when we pass away?
It gets passed on a little bit, right, depending on your situation. But I think if you did something like that, you would completely change the formulation behind Social Security, and I don't think there's probably anyone looking to do that.
Although there is the inheritance that we give to our children by maintaining Social Security is that even at the age of 2 or 3 or 10 or 12 or 30 or 40, they have a lifetime disability insurance policy that you can't buy on the open market called Social Security.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Again, why, you know, Social Security and Medicare are such important popular programs. But I think, you know, trying to do changes that could make it even more difficult than we are right now and trying to lift that cap, I'm not sure that that's the best path forward.
Yeah, totally. Denise in Griffin, Georgia, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. Yes, I had a question about what is the federal government and Congress doing to protect the integrity of our government from people like Marjorie Greene and McCarthy and others who are aligning themselves and posturing themselves as enemy of the state? That's how I see it. You know, talking about divorcing ourselves from the union, having stating that they would have had arms. Marjorie Greene was saying this if she was organizing the insurrection, and then McCarthy giving away security information to a known media group that sympathizes with people who attacked the Capitol. And, we are willing to allow them, you know, to use the nation's house to blatantly conduct their threats and actions against our nation. And I'm just wondering, how do we get rid of those, who insist on...
I think we've got it, Denise. Thank you.
Yeah, Denise, I hear you. I think, to me, when Donald Trump is out of the picture, that should help. Hopefully we haven't done so much damage, though, along the way that, we can't undo it. But, it's kind of like the Frankenstein monster, right? You create something and sometimes it has a life of its own. And I think the Republican Party has done that with Donald Trump being so deceitful and hateful and putting those messages out in order to have power. Marjorie Taylor Greene becomes normal to a certain part of the electorate when you and I look at that and are just shocked and dismayed by, the what she does on a daily basis. But, with Donald Trump being such a big figure, because I do think when you're running for president, you do have a bully pulpit far more than any member of Congress has. When he's finally out of the picture, I think some of the Republicans that are just afraid to take him on because of their primary politics, their base, hopefully will go back to a little bit of normal. But don't forget, Paul Ryan left as speaker, John Boehner left as speaker. A lot of people just decided not to fight it, and the Republican Party got worse and worse and worse. Donald Trump, I think, is kind of the culmination of everything that was bad in the Republican Party. And now we've got a lot of people in Congress like that. My hope is that when Donald Trump is done, that does change.
Susan in Hingham, Montana, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. I'm calling about a commercial that is saw here running. It starts off with them saying the Democrats are taking your Medicare away. And then at the end, it says, call your representative and tell them to keep their hands off of my Medicare Advantage. Mm. What happened to truth in advertising?
Yeah, good point. I haven't seen the commercial, Susan. I'm going to try to see if I can find it. Thank you for letting me know. But, you know, I know that I've been told there's a bill they're trying to move through Congress. And Tom, I haven't had a chance to share this because I just heard it, I think, second or third hand, that I think they're trying to expand what they do with Medicare Advantage. As you and I know, it's extremely profitable, twice as profitable as almost any other kind of health insurance that's out there. That's why the companies love it so much. But I think they're going to try to move a bill. So we may be having to mobilize folks. I have not seen anything in print yet, but I was told that some people were told something is coming.
Well, Daryl in Norcross, Georgia, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Congressman Pocan, can we please amend a section of the bankruptcy code, section 2523, exceptions to discharge, where school debt is an exception to discharge? I'm an attorney, and when I was in the law school and I took bankruptcy, and I did for a while, I was told that the goal of bankruptcy is to provide a fresh start. And don't get me wrong, I love what Biden is doing and trying to get rid of some of this debt. But all we have to do is just take that one line out saying that you cannot use school debt, cannot be discharged. Just take it out. Allow anybody to go to bankruptcy court, talk to a judge and say, Judge, this is a burden to me. Please give me a fresh start. And that's all I have to say. Have a good day.
Thank you, Daryl.
Sure. Thank you, Daryl. My guess is, this is just my guess, that part of how you get some of the banks to give money to someone who may not have any kind of assets or the normal standards they look at it are giving is because they have this protection. And I don't know how that would affect the current way that people get loans from private banks. Not all banks, obviously, a lot of loans are not from private banks, but a lot are. And that could be a bit of a problem. Again, I think the president really was trying to do the right thing in discharging some of the debt that we have, because most people do get it from the government. And I hope that we continue to talk about that.
This was recently put into the law. We had Senator Debbie Stabenow on this program from Michigan in 2005, I think it was, when the Bankruptcy Reform Act was before Congress. And she was defending it, arguing that if you're going to borrow money, you must be forced to pay it back. That's part of becoming a responsible citizen, and it's an important lesson for young people. I debated her on that, and she has not yet come back on our program in 15 years. This is a relatively recent addition, and people were getting student loans just fine before they inserted that, just FYI. You probably already knew that, but...
Yeah, I'm just guessing that, looking at how the banks operate right now and how sure. They've often worked the system, that's the argument they'll make, that if you changed that, that you'd actually kill potential loans going to people who don't have assets otherwise. And like I said, it was just my guess of,
Sadly, it was bipartisan back then. The Republicans were pushing it, but Joe Biden was in favor of it, too. Anyhow, let's pick up our calls here. Suzanne in Dublin, Ohio, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes. My question is, I'm troubled by the fact, I'll back up. I know the representatives and congressmen are fighting for universal health care, but I wonder how honest an effort that is with the way Biden campaigned that we cannot afford universal health care. So I was wondering, is there really an honest effort going on? And I know there's obstacles of insurance companies and hospitals and perhaps some doctors. But is there an honest effort to get universal health care?
Yeah, I can't say that I've heard Joe Biden say that. When I look at the Build Back Better agenda and a lot of other things, that wasn't for some of us who are supporting Medicare for All. I've never heard the president say that, so I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I don't think he's actually ever specifically run on that front. For those of us who do support Medicare for All, I think we're at, in the last Congress, 120-some sponsors, but you need 218 votes to pass anything. So is there a serious effort? I think, many of us would love to see it happen. And we're trying to continue to move that ball forward by talking about it, comparing us to other democratic nations. We are the only, I believe, democracy in our kind of class of countries that doesn't have universal health care. And I was fact checked on that, so I know that's correct. But I can't say that the president said that, because I don't remember him ever saying that. The real problem we have is it's not just a little pushback from insurance companies. It's a giant pushback. You know, it makes it very difficult to get beyond that 120 Democratic sponsors. That means there's another 100 Democrats that aren't on the bill. That's the work we have to do, is get more people on so we can build that critical mass.
All right, which brings us back to the Supreme Court legalizing bribery. So, yeah. Stephen in San Diego, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, just two issues. First of all, I'd like to make a comment about the loan forgiveness issue. I got student loans of like $27,000 a long time ago. And if I didn't get those student loans, I would not have become the taxpayer I am today. I run a law firm, and I've paid over millions of dollars in the last 30 years. And I'm not complaining about that, but that's what happens when you give poor people the opportunity to go to school. So it's just an observation. The next issue is that Marjorie Taylor Greene, does Congress have the authority to censor her or adopt a resolution designating her as an enemy of the state because she's promoting the destruction of the United States of America through violent means? So that's my question. Thank you.
Yeah, so I know we can censure her. We can also expel her from Congress. I don't know if the other language you talked about is something, I'm not sure if we can do that, but honestly, if Kevin McCarthy can't do something to rein someone like her in, you know, that's dangerous rhetoric. And even if it turns out there's only 10% of the populace that thinks about it, think about that. One out of every 10 people wants to see the country divided is a pretty scary notion, because then you've got something out there, a foothold for other, you know, things that can happen. So, you know, it's up to Kevin McCarthy. One, he should be self-policing. Two, we could try to do more with Congress, but I don't think, again, they're going to put on the floor a bill to probably censure Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's their responsibility to keep her in check. And, you know, it's sad. I never thought going to Congress I'd be having this conversation.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls here on Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we will be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Middays with Mark, back with your calls in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court, and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls. Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman program. Shelley in Oak Park, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi there. I wanted to ask the congressman if he could maybe ask the staff to look into something. This is regarding Social Security and I listen to the radio a lot, and I hear public service announcements related to Social Security. The most recent one this morning was about how Social Security provides services for parents who have kids with disabilities and are struggling with that. I mean, it's a really good informational message. But this message and all the others I hear as public service announcements end with a very snarky voice saying, "Message provided by Social Security at U.S. taxpayers' expense." And I think, I don't know when that began, but I don't, like when we get a hurricane warning or tornado warning, it doesn't say brought to you by National Weather Service at U.S. taxpayers' expense. I mean, I think this was added on by somebody just as a subliminal message, Social Security, taxpayers' expense. So I think probably there'd be an easy way to have that stopped if somebody could find out where it originated and who's responsible for recording these messages.
Yeah, that's interesting, Shelley. But you're right. I'm guessing you're exactly right. It was one of those clever Republican ways of trying to, you know, bring the programs down and make people think that their money is being wasted. Unfortunately, you know, those are two of the most popular programs, Social Security and Medicare, that the federal government does, and now, you know, we've got to protect them against things like Medicare Advantage and other threats. But I'll try to see if I can find that out for you, because that is interesting. But I'm guessing you are exactly right on why that happens.
It's a great project for your staff there. Louise in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi,
have a couple things to say, but I'll go with what I call the NFL. Every time you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, I want to ask that. But as far as Florida being a white supremacist or whites-only state, by eliminating any history taught by about their population, is there anything you can do that? You know, African Americans and, you know, and even the white people in Florida have Africa blood. Aren't they part of the citizenship of the country? And don't they have the right, or is it right to have their history taught? We can't learn from history unless we study history. We're going to repeat it. So it is very disturbing. This is very disturbing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. My guess is there are going to be multiple court challenges around all of this. And my guess also is that DeSantis doesn't care, because he figures by the time they come up, he'll already be running for president or be elected president, and he'll let someone else clean up the mess. Coming from a state where Scott Walker did a number of things that weren't exactly copacetic, and he was doing it all because he was running for president, I'm guessing the same is very true of Ron DeSantis.
Dominic in Clarksville, Georgia. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Yeah, I'm a conservative. I'm just curious why Democrats continue to try to put everybody in the same box. When he was talking about universal health care, there's a lot of people that don't want universal health care. I mean, why do we have to all do the same thing? I know it's some things are more efficient, but you know, freedom is more important than efficiency. You know, we got to start thinking about freedom more and start stopping all these.
Okay. Well, let's get the answer to your question here, Dominic. Thank you.
Yeah, Dominic, so I think your argument is you should have the freedom to have cancer. You should have the freedom. I think that's kind of a strange argument personally. You know, I look at the with liberty and justice for all, you know, we all should be able to, as a citizenry, one of our rights should be to healthcare. It's as central to our beings as anything can be. And obviously, almost every other democracy that's like us understands that we're the only outliers. So I don't think anyone's freedom is being infringed. In fact, just the opposite. I don't want people around who are sick because you're going to get other people sick, and that's not good for society, period. And from a conservative viewpoint, I mean, a lot of businesses would lose employees and you'd have a lot of downtime, and that would be very costly and ineffective. So I don't think there's a real freedom argument there, but I would argue there's a very strong argument, regardless of your political ideology, to want to make sure that, you know, every citizen has a right to be healthy for their own well-being.
When I lived in Germany, we had a national healthcare program, but you could also buy supplementary insurance if you wanted, for example, a private room in a hospital. You know, you could kind of upgrade with private plans. I mean, nobody, I don't think, is saying that you only must go with Medicare for all.
No, and again, I don't understand a freedom argument there at all. I think it's a nice buzzword.
Yeah, there you go. Congressman Pocan, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great having you on.
Of course. Thank you, Tom. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. We'll be back. We got to get into in praise of inefficiency, actually, apropos of the last caller there. Should we serve the economy, or is the economy here to serve us? This is a fundamental question. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's Cozy Earth.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender,
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place